insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قال رب المشرق والمغرب وما بينهما إن كنتم تعقلون.
Moses said, Lord of the East and the West and that between them, if you were to reason.
قال لئن اتخذت إلها غيري لأجعلنك من المسجونين.
Pharaoh said, if you take a god other than me, I will surely place you among those imprisoned.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing about these verses of chapter Shu'ara in which the Holy Quran talks about Prophet Moses, his brother, and the invitation of these two to monotheism and believing in the Lord of the worlds. Now, this conversation has had many ups and downs. At first, Moses asks Pharaoh to give him the children of Israel, but in response to that, Pharaoh says that you were cherished among us. We were the ones that raised you, and this is your answer? And now, considering the fact that you have killed one of us, and this is a very kind of ungrateful act. Now, Moses says that if I did whatever you think was wrong, I was in error, and that's why I escaped from you. فَفَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ So I fled from you when I feared you, and that's when the Lord granted me wisdom and made me one of the messengers. Now, Pharaoh does not want to accept the fact that this Moses that was raised in his palace is one of the messengers. And also, more importantly, the fact that there is a Lord in the universe, someone who has the upper hand and higher power against everyone, namely Pharaoh. So he goes on and says, what is the Lord of the worlds? Moses introduces رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Now, this is the time when Pharaoh starts to ridicule him. قَالَ لِمَنْ حَوْلَهُ أَلَا تَسْتَمِعُونَ Do you not hear him? Do you not hear what he says? This is baseless to invite to someone that you and people cannot see. But Moses goes on. رَبُّكُمْ وَرَبُّ آبَائِكُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ He is your Lord and also the Lord of your fathers of old. Now, it is time for Pharaoh to impute insanity. He does not have any way to escape, so he imputed insanity to Moses. إِنَّ رَسُولَكُمُ الَّذِي أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ لَمَجْنُونَ But Moses does not stop. He goes on and he continues his invitation, logically saying that he is رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ Now, it is time for Pharaoh to resort to his power. لَأَجْعَلَنَّكَ مِنَ الْمَسْجُونِينَ, he says. I will certainly make you one of the imprisoned. Now, Moses says, if you want to imprison me, I have the upper hand. I have something which is manifest. قَالَ أَوَلَوْ جِئْتُكَ بِشَيْءٍ مُبِينٍ. And this is when Pharaoh says, قَالَ فَأْتِ بِهِ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Pharaoh says, bring it then, if you are of the truthful ones. At this time, Pharaoh has reached a very difficult deadlock, because Moses implicitly referred to an extraordinary program, and he attracted the attention of the audience towards him. Now, if Pharaoh ignored his words, all people would object him, and they would say that he must let Moses present his important job. Now, if Moses could do it, it would get clear that he could not be dealt with, and he is truly the messenger of the Lord. Otherwise, his bragging and idle talk would get obvious. Anyway, the words of Moses could not be easily ignored. So that is why Pharaoh says, فَأْتِ بِهِ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. على مر الزمان تألقا
وأضاء للدنيا طريقا. We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
As you have seen, Moses has brought the conversation to one part that there is literally no escape for Pharaoh. قَالَ فَأْتِ بِهِ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Now we are all ears, we are all eyes. Pharaoh is unwillingly ready to hear what Prophet Moses has to offer. So he says, فَأْتِ بِهِ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Bring it then, if you are of the truthful ones. So, when logic does not work, miracle is a must for the prophets. And it is a real and true thing for the people, because they can understand it easily. That is why it was referred to in the previous verse as شَيْءٌ مُبِينٌ. أَوَلَوْ جِئْتُكَ بِشَيْءٍ مُبِينٌ, Moses said. Anyway, in the next verse, we will see what kind of miracle Moses brought forth in that gathering of Pharaoh and his companions. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always work for me.